Thank you, Matt, and appreciate the opportunity to make some comments. But as president of Kansas' largest agricultural advocacy organization, and along with my own grain operation and livestock operation here in southeast Kansas, I'm vitally aware of the importance trade plays within the Kansas agricultural market. And then on a personal note, I must say that a majority of the soybeans and wheat that we raise in our operation go directly to export. Here in Kansas alone, we're responsible for about $4.5 billion in ag exports. For a Midwest state, that's pretty significant. This level of farm gate and value-added agricultural exports provides an additional $5.7 billion of economic activity, giving us an impact of over $10 billion for Kansas and the U.S., and that accounts for approximately 34,000 American jobs. Kansas is known as a wheat state, and we do export a large portion of the bushels that we produce, but we also export a lot of beef, hides, skins, pork, and a host of grain commodities, including soybeans, corn, and other feed grains and oilseeds. And with this value and volume of grain and protein produced in Kansas being consumed and utilized outside of our country, it is imperative America be at the table when it comes to free trade agreements. No matter if these conversations are with our NAFTA partners, countries who were part of the TPP conversation, the EU, or others, agriculture has a lot to gain in dealing with market access through free trade agreements and must be kept that way. And I think as important as the Farm Bill and the Farm Bill discussions are to agriculture, securing true demand for our agricultural commodities is paramount. Here in Kansas, we're really proud of the fact that one of our native sons, Greg Dowd, from rural Mankato, Kansas, is being a nominee to become the chief agricultural negotiator with the rank of ambassador. And I would say that we are really proud of the work that they are going to be able to do, and the efforts of the Farmers for Free Trade can facilitate trade efforts as we go forward.